Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Warriors. Those who will stand for virtue. Maximus! You guys know that Gladiators is one of my favorite movies. And it's because of the character Maximus. But it's not the character of Maximus necessarily. It is the character of the character Maximus. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. See, Maximus fought for the Republic of Rome. You learn in the film, he never even been. It was just the idea of what Rome represented to him. The Republic, the freedom, that a guy like him, a farmer from Spain, I'm presuming a conquered land at some point, could see the vision of what Rome could be for the world, the beacon that it represented at the time. Now, you can't put it in the context of America today because it's very different, but metaphorically you can. Rome was seen as a beacon. Look at what the Romans brought to the world. Are we still using a lot of it? Not necessarily. We don't use their numbering system, thank goodness. But a lot of what they brought to the world, we continue to use. It civilized a very uncivilized world. And Maximus fought for that, unknowing, not even understanding it all, the grandeur of it all. What I loved about the film is that Maximus never fought for himself. He was always deferential to those theoretically above him. I don't think he thought of himself as any less of a man, but he respected the people above him and what, again, it represented. This was Rome's greatest general who could have effectively killed anybody. He could have taken over Rome, but he says, I won't do it. I'm telling you this, folks, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com or listening to me, part of that, pay attention to conservatives that think they're warriors. Then ask yourself if they speak for the cause or if they speak for themselves. I'm going to put this in context in a bit because I'm not going after anybody. I'm just telling you, be very discerning about who you decide is fighting for you. Do people speak of the cause or are they self-congratulatory? Remember why the emperor wanted Maximus to lead Rome? Do you remember that part in the movie? I know this movie by heart. I could practically quote it. But he says to him, you know, Maximus, I have other plans for you. What are you going to do when this is over? He says, I'm going to go back to my home. I'm going to go back to my farm, to my family. And he says, but I have something, you know, better for you. He goes, I want you to potentially lead Rome. He goes, I don't want to do it. He goes, and that's exactly the reason why you need to be the one to do it. You don't want to do it. See, people like Maximus are rare, extremely so, willing to put the cause before themselves. And the only thing that made him take pause and say, I would consider it, is because of his respect for the person offering it and his respect for Rome, the Republic, what it represented. Could he clean it up? Yes. Why was he being asked? Because he was, in the view of the emperor, the only honorable person to do it. The emperor didn't even pick his son. If you know the story, and you probably do. I hope you find me to be a warrior deserved of that distinction. Because that's what we are. We wake up every day in this team, and we try to figure out what more can we do for the cause. Do we get it right all the time? Are we the most effective? I don't know. Are we the most efficient? Certainly not. We certainly don't have the funding. But you know what? It never stops us. I have people that have been underpaid working with me for over a decade, could easily go out and make a lot more money, and they will not do it. They're betting on the idea that we figure it out. But I don't want to talk about me and my team. You guys know about me. That's why you're here. And by the way, we appreciate you for being here. Because I think that you do recognize that that's who we represent. It is the character of our organization that brings you here. And the pace of that is set by me, but I promise you, it's not just me. There's so many great people in this organization. Miranda, my assistant. Angie, my number two. Melissa, who is the backbone of this organization. Chris, who's been with us for over a decade. Tiffany, our editor. And I could go on. There's just so many moving parts. People you know, some you don't know. Chris, who runs Unhyphenated America. Charles Love's got a new book dropping. He runs Seeking Educational Excellence. Todd, who does amazing video work. Kenny, my partner in our movie production and TV production stuff. People ask me all the time, how many people do you have, Kevin? We have too many. But you know what? They hang around despite us just, you know, trying to figure things out little by little. They hang around. So many people that are willing to help, willing to kick in. But and by the way, I know from my experience in this industry for the last 12 years now, I know who the warriors are. I know who the people who are legit. I'm not going to call the people out who aren't. That's for you guys to figure out. I tell people all the time, I'm not going to ruin your Christmas if you think so-and-so is a, you know, virtuous warrior for the cause. Fine. But I'll tell you who is. Governor Ron DeSantis. I've spoken with DeSantis multiple times. He is as raw and real as you can get. There is no white collar, let me put on the gray poupon for you. There is none of that in this guy. I was with him in an event with him and his wife. And I just walked up and we started having a conversation. And the dude, you would have thought he had known me for 2-3 years. Yeah, and he was just so direct. I was just very impressed. Very direct. Bam, bam, here it is. It was amazing to watch. But I'm going to tell you why this guy is so important today. How he may be the single most important person of the day in pushing back against this crazy woo-foo stuff. And we got a lot more to talk about. So keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We wanted to ask Governor DeSantis about the deal, but he declined our request for an interview. We caught up with him south of Orlando.
Publix, as you know, donated $100,000 to your campaign, and then you rewarded them with the exclusive rights to distribute the vaccination in Palm
Beach. So first of all, what you're saying is wrong.
How is that not pay to play?
That's a fake narrative. I met with the county mayor, I met with the administrator, I met with all the folks at Palm Beach County, and I said, here's some of the options. We can do more drive-through sites, we can give more to hospitals, we can do the Publix. And they said, we think that would be the easiest thing for our residents.
But Melissa McKinley, the county commissioner in the Glades, told us the governor never met with her about the Publix deal.
The criticism is that it's pay to play,
Governor. It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts because obviously I laid it out for you in a way that is irrefutable. It's clearly not.
Isn't there the nearest Publix?
No. You're wrong. Yes,
that's
sir.
That's actually a fact.
Ron DeSantis. Going after 60 Minutes fake news. Remember when 60 Minutes was a revered source for you of news? How do you feel about them now? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it as the Kevin Jackson Network. We're talking about fake news. We're talking about fake narratives. We're talking about fakes, which means we're having a vibrant discussion of leftists. in America. Democrats, Republicans, some rhinos, they're fakes too, fakes, frauds, scumbags, scoundrels, skanks. DeSantis is winning in the battle of the media on this subject. 60 Minutes, they write, is facing backlash for the story it aired on Sunday on Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, including from the supermarket chain Publix and two prominent Democrats in the state. It's part of the larger story about Florida's vaccine rollout. The renowned news magazine program spotlighted a recent $100,000 donation that Publix made to DeSantis' reelection bid. The story by correspondent Sherry Alfonsi suggested there was a possible link between a donation and the state's partnership with Publix stores for vaccine redistribution, a serious issue of foul play if true. $100,000 sellout, huh? But, reading here, beyond spotlighting the public finance record, 60 Minutes never offered any substantive evidence to support the significant assertion and link the donation with the partnership. Get this, you're going to love this part, folks. After the report aired, the Democratic director of Florida's Division of Emergency Management and the Democratic county mayor of Palm Beach County both publicly responded, saying that they partnered with Publix, partnering with Publix was not suggested by anyone from DeSantis' office. Oopsie! Why is this so important? Kevin, why are you talking about this? This is, they accuse the governor of pay-to-play. This is just standard operating procedure for the leftists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's the big deal? Yeah, that's why you're here. It's a huge deal. It's not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Not only is DeSantis making a venerable media organization look like the liars that they are, but DeSantis fought back, and he fought back against the biggest scourge that's happening in this country today. The idea that if you open your state, you're going to create more of a problem with the WHO flu. Oh my gosh. DeSantis has blown people out of the water with this. Because he did it early. He and Kristi Noem, and unfortunately Kristi is in South Dakota, which people don't really care that much about. But here's Florida, opening itself up. And DeSantis said, you know what? I'm not going to listen to Fauci. I'm not going to listen to the CDC. I'm not going to listen to these people who are nothing but liars. I'm going to open it up. Let's listen to what Fauci, he's asked a question about this. And here's what he comments.
You mentioned Texas and that full ballpark in Arlington yesterday. There was a lot of concern last month when Texas effectively opened up, dropped all those restrictions and said it's back to life. And if you go to Texas, as you know, it looks like 2019. The restaurants and the bars are full and open. The ballparks are full. And yet, we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that as all of us look around and sort of try to consider how safe it is to get back to normal life?
Yeah, you know, it can be confusing because you may see a lag and a delay because often you have to wait a few weeks before you see the effect of what you're doing right now. You know, there are a lot of things that go into that. I mean, when you say that they've had a lot of activity on the outside, like ball games, I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that. You just have to see in the long range. I hope they continue to tick down. If they do, that would be great. But there's always the concern when you pull back on methods, particularly things like indoor dining and bars that are crowded, you can see a delay and then all of a sudden tick right back up. We've been fooled before by situations where people begin to open up, nothing happens, and then all of a sudden, several weeks later, things start exploding on you. So we got to be careful we don't prematurely judge that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, but that was Dr. Fauci saying nothing. Guys asking him, Texas is a full ball. They went to the full ballpark. And You know, there were lots of concerns about the dropped restrictions, but it looks like things are back to life. It looks like 2019, restaurants and the ballparks are full. The cases are ticking downward. What's the scoop? Well, let me give you the scoop, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The scoop is they were always ticking downward because they've been false. They've been fraudulent the entire time. Let me give you these statistics. Here's flu cases. Flu cases, 20th and 21 season, 1,822. In the 2019 through 2020 flu season, 38 million. Flu cases plummeted during the pandemic. You want to know why? Because everything was called that. People that had the regular flu were told, you got COVID, because they tested it to such a minutia degree that anything you had was coded as COVID. 38 million cases of the flu practically every year, with roughly 500,000 people dying, and not a word. Not a word. And what does Flauchy, Fraudchy say? It can be confusing. You may see a lag. Often you have to wait weeks. Lots go into it. Let me tell you what goes into it. Fraud. That's what goes into it. He says, ball games, we're not quite sure what happens when you go outdoors. I am. It doesn't live out there. It can't live in ultraviolet light. They've already proven it. But he says, you got to look at the long range. There's always the concern for indoor dieting. There's, you know, be careful. There could be a delay. There could be an uptick. This is a guy that wants to cover his bases because he knows that he's got to be careful and couch in his language or he loses that fat salary and all that money he makes through his connections.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
And with that, President Biden is signing a series of executive orders aimed at curbing gun violence. The president is limited to what he can do regarding gun violence without broader action by the House and Senate. Senators will soon take up the House-passed legislation expanding background checks, but it faces a tough road in the tightly divided Senate. The Defense Department is working as quickly as possible to get coronavirus vaccines in the arms of U.S. troops stationed overseas.
We're administering the vaccine as fast as we receive it. The good news is this week we're distributing significantly more Pfizer and Moderna vaccine to our sites than in previous weeks.
Army Lieutenant General Ronald Pace delivering the message at a Pentagon briefing. Pace acknowledging frustration among those who have not yet been vaccinated. USA Radio News. Famous zookeeper Jack Hanna is suffering from dementia.
The family of animal expert Jack Hanna says the former director of the Columbus Zoo has been diagnosed with dementia. In a letter on Twitter, the Hanna family announced that Jack Hanna would be stepping away from public life as his health begins to deteriorate. Doctors believe the 74-year-old is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Hanna is best known for his many appearances on television talk shows, where he brought hosts like Johnny Carson and Dave Letterman up close and personal with wild animals. He also hosted several nature shows for children. Hanna was the director of the Columbus Zoo from 1978 to his retirement last year and remains director emeritus. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
At least five people are dead after a mass shooting near Rock Hill, South Carolina. Dr. Robert Leslie and his wife Barbara and their two grandchildren were among those killed. Police say the suspect lived on the same road as the doctor, but that's all they're saying right now as the investigation is still underway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Governor DeSantis, a warrior. A guy who stands up to 60 Minutes, who says, you're lying. You are trying to build a public narrative. You're trying to make it appear that I took a bribe in order to figure out where to put these vaccine stations or whatever. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I hope you paid attention to my show that was dedicated to the Wu Flu, the Bourne Legacy, how they use virology to change your DNA. And I hope you don't get that shot. I got a buddy. He got the shot. I'm going to have him on. He'll talk about it. Very, very interesting cat. You guys are going to love this dude. I told him I want to make him a star. He's Jordan Peterson on steroids. You don't even know his name. But yet that'll change here very shortly. Anyway, Dr. Fauci wants us to believe that there should always be a consign with indoor dining and the crowds, and, you know, there could be a delay and then a sudden uptick. Yeah, well, let me tell you what the sudden uptick would be. It would be based on false data. And let me tell you, the Democrats are so afraid right now. Their bubble has been bursted around Wu Flu. The money grab, which, by the way, they should be very satisfied. $6 trillion grabbed. Universal basic income going in some places. They succeeded in a big way. They should be able to pack up their bags and say, you know what? We did pretty well this round. We got a whole generation of kids scared to death wearing masks. We did really well. By the way, folks, there's a ton more to be talking about. I talked the other day, 2 days ago, about Hunter Biden. I could do a series of shows on Hunter Biden. John Solomon did a whole series of connecting the dots. Hunter's got more. Y'all think Burisma's the only place that crackhead was getting money? That crackhead was getting paid. There's so much to talk about. Vaccine passports. Really? I want to tell you who the least effective congressperson is. There's a lot going on. But I want to talk about this hero. This dude who dare stand up to the system, who very well may be the reason why the Democrats couldn't implement the full version of this apocalyptic plan to make us all get the mark of the beast. I know there's some of you out there who are religious like me, and you're going, this sure sounds very much like Revelations in the Bible. The mark of the beast. Wow. scary stuff. I already told you, you take a shot that can change your DNA. I touched on the Wu flu, and I ask you this question. The way that this thing attacks the mitochondrial parts of your DNA, it alters your DNA, folks. This is what nuclear radiation does in a bad way. And could it be good? Possibly. Maybe it gives you one of them big butts Jimmy the Greek was talking about that will make you a better football player or makes you jump a little higher. But let me tell you something. It squeezed the balloon because the body was built just marvelously by God. My oldest son, one time he came home, he says, Dad, he goes, what? He goes, do you know that man can outrun most animals in a marathon? I was like, you got to be out of your mind. That's ridiculous. He goes, Dad, I'm telling you. He goes, man can outrun most. Look it up, seriously. And so I looked it up. Man can outrun. I think there was one, maybe two animals that man could not outrun in a 26-mile race. Meaning, didn't have to stop. Yeah, I was shocked by that. I figured hyenas and dogs and horses and, you know, antelope, etc. Nope. Little old man. So, God designed us so amazingly. I mean, it's insane how well the human body works. You don't think you need your little toe, right? Try to picture stepping without it and see where it is. Try moving laterally without that little toe. People are like, the little toe is going away. It's evolutionarily going. It may very well be if you stop playing basketball or tennis. But tennis players, I bet they got the meanest little toes on the planet. I haven't looked. I don't want to see their feet. It's like ballet dancers. Woo! They got some jacked up feet. When you get up on them toes with that, even though they're light, they get hammer toe. You know, I mean, they do. They ask any dancer, they tell you, oh, my feet are so jacked up. God, they look so beautiful and fluid. But I'm a foot guy. if your feet look like a hobbit, sorry, it's over. But evolution, man. Anyway, going back to this, I want to play this clip again. We played this in a previous show, but I want to play you how the left view this whole thing and why DeSantis may very well be the savior of the republic in a strange kind of way.
Clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
You can't hear that clip enough. Welcome back, everybody. You flatly cannot hear that clip enough. If I just focus on the very part, the last part, that's all you have to know. If we don't implement this vaccine policy, people will go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway. How dare they? But let's go back to what she said earlier and why DeSantis is so important in all of this. The vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. That's what they want you to believe. You get the shot and everything's good. Go back to where I played this in the original broadcast where I talked only about the Wu flu. And ask yourself, why is it you want everybody to get the shot? They're talking about vaccinating kids, people that aren't even dying from this disease. The vaccine is a ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And here's their concern. States like Florida, Texas, South Dakota, finally, Ducey in Arizona, they're reopening at 100%. What are we going to do? We didn't tell them to do it. It's not going to be associated with the vaccine. It's not going to be associated with policy. People are just doing this willy-nilly on their own. The window is narrowing for us to do this. That's what she's worried about. This is what leftists are concerned about. You doing it on your own. You figuring out, I don't need the government to do this. The government has been running a game on us. That's scary to them beyond belief. Wow. How will we incentivize people to get the vaccine if they find out they don't need it? God. There's a scene in the movie Limitless where De Niro tells the guy, I forget the guy's name in the show, but he's played by Bradley Cooper, and he explains to him that you've gotten to where you are by a stroke of luck, genetics, whatever, but you want to now be in the big boys game, and you haven't earned it. And he's saying, you run with me, I'll get you in with the elites. You don't, I will crush you. I know we clipped it. So can you see if you can find that for me? It's an amazing scene. This woman is telling you, we are the elites. They need to pay attention to us. They can't think that they did it themselves. By the way, it's the same thing they want you to believe about Donald Trump. How dare you decide who you want as a leader? You want effective leadership? That's not what we're about. We give you what we want as the elites, and you will take it. How will we incentivize people to get the vaccine if they figure out that they have freedoms? Then she says this, if you get the vaccine, here are the freedoms you can have. She says, if we don't, people will enjoy those freedoms anyway. That is the most shocking statement I think I've heard politically anywhere. I told my team, get this, memorialize it. Let's find out who this woman is, because this is something that should shake the foundation of every American, that there are people who believe that they give us our freedoms. If you get this, you can have your freedom. Reminds me of Obamacare. You'll get it, you'll pay for it. Then you can be free.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
That's probably Governor Ron DeSantis, who did all he could to keep Florida open and is now getting a second look. So what are the facts? Jeff Zeleny is out front.
If you look at what's happening in South Florida right now, I mean, this place is booming. It would not be booming if it was shut down.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is standing unabashedly tall.
Los Angeles isn't booming. New York City's not booming. It's booming here because you can live like a human being.
That is the beginning of a CNN interview about Ron DeSantis. And essentially, CNN going after 60 Minutes for being liars about what DeSantis has done. I said this in a previous episode. As of April the 5th, Texas had 2,906 new cases of WHO flu. Now, keep in mind, they don't even tell you the deaths anymore. You want to know what you see on CNN now? The number of people who've gotten the shot. That's what they report. No longer are we talking about the number of cases, the number of deaths, which they never reported. Well, accurately. Now, we're at 500,000, man. But not anymore. Anyway, 2,906 cases of WHO flu recorded in Texas on April the 4th. And the same stats on the same day for New York, 6,914. Well over double. Almost two and a half times the amount of WHO flu cases in New York than Texas. And Texas is wide open and New York is still closed. So there you go. Texas was called by Joe Biden Neanderthals, and New York was called the model. Just understand that. And you understand leftism and oppositism. This whole 60 Minutes thing was 60 Minutes lying about Ron DeSantis, trying to make it appear as though he was doing pay for play. And here's what he said. No one, but Publix made an, they said this. No one from the governor's office suggested Publix. It's just absolute malarkey. That's a quote. The Palm Beach County mayor, a Democrat, Dave Kerner, offered a similar sentiment. And he said this. I watched the 60 Minutes segment on Palm Beach County last night and feel compelled to issue this statement. He accused 60 Minutes of reporting intentionally false information, saying that the program knew DeSantis had met with him and that the county had been in, the entity to request to expand the state's partnership with Publix. Publix also issued a statement to criticize, but they didn't mention 60 Minutes by name. They said the irresponsible suggestion that there was a connection between the campaign contributions made to Governor DeSantis and our willingness to join other pharmacies in support of the state's vaccine distribution efforts is absolutely false and offensive. Why is this a big deal, folks? Because DeSantis has got 60 Minutes, the most venerable organization in media probably on the planet that's left, to have to backtrack, to have to call lie, be a liar. This is Jussie Smollett for politics. Yeah. They knew it. They didn't care. The bigger issue is what was planned. If somebody didn't step up and open their state, because let me tell you what happened after Florida did it. Texas did it. Mississippi did it. Luckily, South Dakota had already done it, but they're just not big enough. It took a state like Florida, then Texas, then Mississippi, and suddenly now the left are running scared because they can't sell the idea of getting the shot and making you feel unsafe when these governors are saying, you know what, to heck with it. I wish Donald Trump had the guts to do this. I fault Donald Trump for not saying, you know what, these statistics are lies. Fraudy is a fraud. Everything they're doing is to milk the Republic. I'm not going to let it happen. We will remain open. No federalizing of it, etc. But you know what? Donald Trump was hell-bent. Somebody in his inner circle said, nope, rush the vaccine to market. This vaccine, folks, let me tell you what this vaccine is doing. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, future shipments have been halted while the FDA investigates human error at a manufacturing plant that they said ruined 15 million doses. The plant is in Baltimore. It's run by Emergent BioSolutions. And they said workers mixed up the ingredients. Look, this stuff is a placebo at best. At worst, it's going to make you have palsy, or it's going to make you die, or at the very least, it's going to give them some way to track you and alter your DNA. This is what this vaccine is doing. and they have to halt it because somebody screwed up 15 million doses. Who's going to pay for that? What DeSantis did is going to be looked back in the annals of what people do. It's going to be looked at in the proper context at some point. And he's going to have saved the republic. Because the Biden administration is not going to be able to say it was our actions that did it. See, they wanted to blame Trump for stopping this thing in its tracks when he stopped that ocean liner from coming back. And he banned Chinese from coming in. And what did they say? They called him a xenophobe. Said he didn't like Chinese. Why? Because his policy supported pro-America. Donald Trump said we shouldn't be manufacturing critical drugs in China. We shouldn't be letting critical infrastructure items be done by China because this is the type of thing that could happen. And then they unleash this virus into the United States and the world. And the Democrats, instead of fighting, siding with the United States and fighting against China, seized on the opportunity for the biggest money grab in history and the biggest attempt at grabbing your freedom that I've ever seen. You can argue about it with me all you want, but you're going to lose that argument. So I just gave you that only a part of what 60 Minutes said. Let's hear the rest of that, just so you know.
A year after the pandemic began, Florida is not only back in business, it's been in business. And the governor's gamble to take a laissez-faire approach to coronavirus appears to be paying off, at least politically, at least for now. Florida ranks about in the middle of all states on coronavirus metrics. More than 32,000 people have died of COVID-19, and the state's per capita death rate ranks 24th. New York is far worse, and California only slightly better, despite stringent lockdowns.
While so many other states kept locking people down over these many months, Florida lifted people up.
DeSantis is standing out among governors on the front lines of the coronavirus fight, a new measure for politicians of all stripes. He is not facing a potential recall like California Governor Gavin Newsom, under investigation like New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, or being second-guessed for lifting a statewide mask mandate like Texas Governor Greg Abbott. DeSantis refused to implement one of those in the first place. And Florida's unemployment rate is 4.8%. compared to 6.8 in Texas, 8.8 in New York, and 9 in California.
When he went into office, I wasn't sure what was to expect, but he didn't do anything to hurt me as a business owner or me as a Floridian. So, fine with me.
Tom Golden didn't have much of an opinion on DeSantis a year ago. But with his St. Petersburg bar and restaurant not only surviving but thriving, he credits the governor. Even as a new test for Florida is looming with spring breakers crowding beaches, so far the state has weathered the pandemic stronger than most experts expected.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. DeSantis is the gold standard in how to handle this. So he's going to get a challenger, former governor of Florida, Charlie Crist, who says, yeah, maybe you should blame all the deaths from the Wu flu on DeSantis. Do what you want. Blame whatever you want. But you know what? Floridians are going to remember they didn't get locked down. They're one of the only free places in the country. Texas can't even have that as a bragging right. Trust me, Texans don't like that. Governor Abbott shutting down that state was not good. It took DeSantis to bring sanity back to this and to upend the possibility that the Biden administration can say, oh, well, we did it. It was our quick thinking, and it was all of our mask and our double mask and all the money we spent and all that. He took all that away. And they will never be able to regain that ground, no matter how they try. That's what DeSantis did. And you may not realize how big it is, but you're going to see it soon enough. Somehow you will understand the enormity of what happened.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.